This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, we're talking a little bit about energy because of this protest. The truth of the matter is, if you really get down to it, we need everything. We need every energy resource we currently have and some ones we've not even thought of yet. And we argue about this one being better than that one. And the SecureEnergyFuture.org website does a really good job on the lignite side of explaining what this industry, our neighbors, are up against in providing us the most affordable electricity you can find. I think we're at maybe top four or five states with the most affordable electricity because of what the folks in the lignite industry are doing, grabbing that lunch bucket, heading to that power plant, heading to that mine on our behalf today. And yet they're under assault. There is a war on coal. So find out more at the SecureEnergyFuture.org website. Sign up for updates and alerts and get engaged for this great industry. More of our coverage of a very dangerous situation down at near the Standing Rock Reservation, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota continues this hour. More of your feedback on anything you'd like to talk about this. If you were at the protest yesterday, we do want to talk to some people yesterday because I think there was some examples in what happened yesterday that could be usefully applied down at the site of the construction. And we're going to check in now with Paul Laney. Paul is the sheriff of Cass County. He's the deputy incident commander of this particular situation, working with Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirschmeyer, who is the incident commander. And on the ground with representing so many law enforcement from every corner of North Dakota and places beyond in helping keep this a peaceful situation. Sheriff Laney, thanks for the time today. Sheriff, are you there?
I'm here.
Now I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. I am in the middle of nowhere, so I hope we can maintain the call here.
Yeah, no, we hear you. We hear you just fine right now. And I know you're busy. We won't keep you long, but give us an update on the on where we're at today. What are the current concerns you have and the team there?
Well, yeah, a lot of the concerns we had are similar and the same. I mean, down on the site, things are quiet. The oil company has shut down operations till we get from the judge. We appreciate them doing that. Obviously, they were operating legally and felt they had the right to do so. But for public safety and on our advice, the advice of those at the state level, they agreed to shut down operations. So that has certainly helped us able to keep the peace and keep things at a quiet level. We had set up and get ready for the incident last night at the Capitol, and I thought the planners did an excellent job. All the officers and the agencies involved did a great job, and the protesters did a great job. Those that are there to want to get their voice to be heard, and they did it the right way. I thought last night was an excellent example of people exercising their First Amendment rights and law enforcement. We've taken an oath to make sure and guarantee that everybody always can exercise that constitutional right as long as it stays safe and nobody's getting hurt. And last night was a perfect example of how all of that can happen at the Capitol. So last night was definitely a success story.
I have used an analogy on this protest that if there's 100 people in a room, 90 of them are there for a legitimate belief of a project being wrong and peaceful protest, but 10 being really bad actors, I've used the term thugs, then that poisons the whole group. And is there two elements here? Is there a group of folks who are meaning nobody any harm and just want to peacefully protest and another thuggish element that is the true concern of law enforcement?
I certainly there is, and I believe from what I've seen in my time there, and I've been there since early this past week. There's certainly the people that want their voice heard, and they want to do this the right way, the lawful way, the peaceful way. But we are also receiving intelligence. There's certainly a network in there, and there's a group in there that would rather not. They want the confrontation. They want to handle it a different way, and they want the confrontation with law enforcement. And we've received information. We know of situations where there are some pretty dangerous things being considered, and we know and have received information that that at one point there was some pipe bomb considerations, that their weapons have been involved and are present. So, you know, we don't put that out into the public or say that loosely. We don't say that just on a whim. But we're saying that because we know that and want the public to understand the environment that we're in, that it could be as simple and as peaceful as last night, or it can be very dangerous. And that decision can only come from those that want to escalate it and make it dangerous. And I hope the peaceful people involved in this, those that want their voice heard, are going to be the victor in how this gets handled from the protest end. And our goal in law enforcement was we would like to see last night exemplified through this entire event and nobody hurt. You know, no need to charge the line with horses. No need to be throwing rocks and bottles or hitting, you know, personnel with sticks, that type of stuff like was heard happening earlier in the week and in last week. That's our hope. So there is certainly an element that has different plans, and obviously that's why we have to plan for that element, and we are, and we will.
Does that element, would you say it's fair to describe them as spoiling for a fight? I mean, I've heard they want the National Guard there so they can provoke them, literally fire on them and have a made-for-TV protest moment that will be an international incident. Do you believe that the thuggish elements of this particular endeavor are spoiling for a fight?
I believe there are certainly certain members out there, how organized they are, how strong they are, and what percentage they are of the overall group, I guess, remains to be seen, and we're monitoring that. Anybody that just has seen any of the social media protests where I hope they're ready to die, we're coming for them, those kind of comments, how do we take that? Other than to prepare for that element, if they show up and take it to that level, we have to be prepared to deal with that. Many threats against our lives, many threats saying that they wanna fight. We hope there are minimal numbers that have no traction. We hope that the people that are here to protest and lend their voice to this overpower that and say that is not welcome in this protest, that is not welcome in what we're doing, and you're out of here. And they're gonna need to decide that. And I hope that is the route that goes. Again, I can't emphasize how last night was a perfect example of how it should be done.
Final question for you. I see the chairman of the Sioux tribe has called for the removal of the highway barriers. That was one element used because of the dangerous nature of so many cars on that highway, and also of controlling, you know, who's coming. Do they need to be here? Everybody out, but nobody in, unless you need to be there in your local traffic. What is your response to the criticism from the tribe of the barrier on 1806?
Our job is public safety, plain and simple. When we have an incident on a roadway, it has nothing to do with a protest. And if traffic going in there is going to endanger lives, we're going to shut it down. We do it all the time. We have a road washed out for a flood. What do? We shut it out. We shut it down. We divert traffic so nobody can get hurt. We had a large number of people crossing the road, spilling over the road, some cases walking right down the middle of it. I myself, when I was down there, monitoring the first day we were there, a car blew by us at probably 70 plus miles an hour, headed down towards the protesters, and, you know, hit the brakes right just before they got there. And we can't let that happen. I mean, our job is public safety. Our job is to protect the people of all sides involved, and that's what we're going to do. And right now, with those numbers on the roadways and crossing the roadways, there's young children down there, and this is no way an attempt to isolate them or to make them feel anything other than safe. That's exactly why we're doing it.
Question from a listener, and then we'll let you go, saying, look up who the pipeline uses as security, Blackwater and Silverton. If the sheriff of Morton County and the North Dakota government cannot keep the pipeline workers safe, as they've so far demonstrated, the pipeline will bring in their own people. They're losing $400,000 a day not working. How long do you think they will wait? If the protesters think they can have their way with local law enforcement, wait till they try that with ex-Delta Force guys from Blackwater. Not going to be a good thing for the protesters.
Well, and, you know, and certainly the oil company, they're a private company working on private property. They can do what they feel they need to do. They certainly have security contractors. We've been able to visit with them. We're having discussions with them. They've been open to that. And our goal is to work with both sides of this issue and have a peaceful solution throughout the whole thing. So we're having discussions with every side involved. And the end result of this is we want is nobody hurt, and we are certainly going to be addressing that, and we have that in mind.
Sheriff, know that our thoughts and prayers are with you and every single member of law enforcement from every corner of North Dakota, federal folks, state folks involved in this. This is no way to run a railroad. This has been an awful situation to put a lot of law enforcement officials through. You got 11 deputies there that could be patrolling the county roads and highways and byways of Cass County. So we appreciate what you're doing very much. Please pass on our thanks to all of the folks that are helping with this situation.
And I certainly will, and I cannot thank enough the city commissions, county commissions, the sheriffs, the chiefs that have allowed their people to come and assist. You know, that's one thing about the North Dakota law enforcement community. Many, many, many of our agencies are small departments, and when something of this gravity comes along, we have to come together and help.
And you have in grand fashion. Absolutely. And you've done it many times. Appreciate it so much. Thanks, Sheriff. Out of time. More, get to your calls. Ron and Standing Rock got the first-time callers, Sean and Steve and Watford and Williston, Mike and Minot. Next on What's on Your Mind.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Potsdam Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Potsdam Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PotsdamValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
With all of us on the go, it seems we're never at home. We're at work, kids at school, or activities. We were always missing important calls to our home telephone, and then we found OurOldNumber.com. It's the perfect solution for families on the go. Callers to our home number can pick the person they want to reach, and the call goes straight to our cell phones. What a great solution for families on the go, and it saves us money every month, too. Check out OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your kids are not home. They're teenage drivers. Where are they? Can you find them? I told you there was a bit of technology that allow you to just look on your phone, find out right exactly where they are. By the way, if there was something wrong with the car, you'd know. Maintenance reminders, vehicle locators, roadside assistance, hands-free Bluetooth calling, all in one package to make traveling safer. It's called Hum. by Verizon, because Verizon is more than just phones and tablets. Be Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. They are everywhere. Fargo and Bismarck and Minot and Grand Forks and Williston and Jamestown, Wahpeton and Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location here, you go to bemobile.com. Go in there and ask them about this great deal. Where if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. All right. Congressman Kramer is going to join us. Talk about his offer to Governor Dalrymple to be the conduit to get federal resources in to take care of the needs necessary in this standoff and a protest. Standoff for some, protest for some. Just found that out here by email, and Myron emails, Scott, did I hear you correctly on your show earlier this week by using the promo code Scott? We get 4 MyPillows for the price of 1? You did, Myron. You did indeed. You can call, too, 800-506-9028, or you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. $160 in savings. 2 classic pillows, 2 travel pillows, all for the low, low price of under $100. Ron and Standing Rock on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
For the low, low price of under $100.
Okay, we've got to get Ron to turn down his radio. Let me go to Steve in Watford City, a first-time caller, so he's got a pair of golf passes to Bully Popel to do a little round of golf down at our favorite golf course in Medora. Well, for that matter, it might be our favorite North Dakota. It's a dandy. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I'd like to just roll a quick thought back to what I feel like you were alluding to a little bit earlier in your conversation as far as these folks on the reservations standing up and taking care of some of their own things a little bit. This thing's blown up into a huge escalated event over this pipeline. I live and work in the area, and I travel through these reservations all the time, and it's heartbreaking to see that these folks allow themselves to live in the conditions that they live in. Now they want to stand up and blame everybody else, but they allow themselves to live in these conditions where they, I've seen things such as cut holes in the side of their houses so that their horses can stick their head through the wall and drink out of the bathtub, to stripping their own copper wire out of the walls and selling it for a little cash. These folks out here, they need to stand up, come together as a whole and take care of themselves just like everyone else has to do. You roll into these places and they want to portray that there's this pride there, but you roll in and everything is unkempt and filthy and garbage littered everywhere. It's as much their responsibility as anybody else.
Let me just break in, Steve, and say I agree with everything you said to the extent that I'm perplexed by it, too. I'm not going to say that because, you know, I choose to, you know, if you looked at my lawn, I wouldn't exactly be proud of it. But, I mean, I might keep it up a little better than they do or you know, there's not garbage around or whatever. That's maybe their happiness comes a different way. What I want to get at is there's clearly help needed on so many levels, right? I mean, the human service level, all the abuse that happens, the diabetes, the lifestyle, the alcoholism. There's just so many things. And I'm not saying it to be judgmental and to say, hey, we've got this figured out, and you don't. I'm not at all, because, you know, look, we're all fallen. But I'm trying to say, gosh, I'd love to figure out a way to help, because the answer is not calling in thugs from around the country to try and make your case. And that, unfortunately, is what the chairman of the Standing Rock Reservation has done, okay? He has outsourced a legitimate concern to thugs, and a lot of people are now in harm's way because of it. It was a very, very bad decision, and a lot of people right now are trying to unwind that. But that's today's concern. Tomorrow, a week from now, a year, forever, my bigger concern is really, how do you help these folks? And anybody that wants part of that conversation, man, I'm all in. And I think it sounds like you're in that camp too, Steve. I appreciate your comments. Hang on, and thanks for being a first-time caller. Got a pair of tickets for Bully Pulpit for you. Sean in Williston, another first-time caller. Is coming up in just a second here. Sean, let me see if we got Ron to turn his radio down. We'll go to Standing Rock first here. Ron?
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Oh, you got me now. Yes, I got you, Ron. Go ahead.
Did you say Ron or John? My name is John from Standing Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have Ron on the screen. John, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to have. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on down here from firsthand. I had talked to one of the highway patrolmen that was at the blockade as I was making my way towards Mandan. He had assured me that there was no violence towards him directly, which is great. Kudos to law enforcement for how they handled everything there. Secondly, I want to respond to the comment that was just made about the living situations down here on Standing Rock. I live here, and I'm from here. I actually served in the United States Army from 03 to 11. And what they're doing up there on the blockade is something you would do to stop insurgencies. You're treating American citizens this way. You're stopping supplies and everything else from coming down in this direction. You're checking people's IDs, and you're not allowing people that live down there to use highway, live down here, to allow anybody to use Highway 1806.
Do you know why, though, John? I mean, I don't know if you heard the sheriff. You just said, I don't know if folks heard it because we were interacting, but you said it's a big inconvenience. Totally get it's a big inconvenience, but it's owned by the people that have decided to line each side of the road and make it very dangerous to travel down there. The sheriff, I thought, explained that very, very well. This is
he did, sir. But I wanted to clarify something, that when these protesters were on the roadways, they did have Game of Fish from Standing Rock directing traffic through on our side. And you did have people with flags directing traffic through from our side. So a lot of this media hype that's coming from false reporting are just trying to hype up the situation to get people riled up. There has been a lot of negative comments. That's kind of why I called in today. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the caller before me. You know, that's something you're putting, there's always going to be bad apples in groups. We all know that. You're trying to, depict us as that we live in a dirty situation. And you know, this situation that we are dealing with isn't just about Standing Rock. It's about everybody along this river from the area where they're crossing this pipeline south. It has nothing to do only with just Standing Rock. It has people that has to do with people from Linton, Strasburg, Mulbridge, all the way down the pier. If this pipeline, we're not against oil. We're against that Dakota Access doesn't want to take responsibility to ensure us that this pipeline will not break. We're not against the oil. I hear the comments, well, park your car.
John, this is a conversation we're going to have to continue another day, but I think the Dakota Access Pipeline would be the least of anybody's concern. It's the newest pipeline, the best technology. There are many other pipelines that are there. If you're truly concerned about that, then you've got bigger worries than just Dakota Access. This is not about this pipeline. This is about politics and about a really strange view of global warming and much more. More after this.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
You know, sponsors are the fuel for the engine that makes what's on your mind go. They really are. They are the engine. And when you like this program, like what we do, and use the products and services of the sponsors who you hear about in this program, it ensures us not only maybe a meal or two, but also to stay on the air. So I have to tell you about one of our new sponsors I'm really excited about, OurOldNumber.com. These are North Dakota guys that came up with a great idea, an exciting service, and we're glad to have them sponsoring the show. The name says it all, really, is OurOldNumber.com. Many of you still have your old landline number in your home, right? And like most folks, you probably had it a long time. Everybody knows the number. It's, you know, directory systems, the school, the whole deal, the family, the friends, the whole thing. But with our busy lifestyles these days, you're on the run, you're hardly ever at home anymore. You miss important calls. And maybe you get those annoying telemarketing calls during dinner. Well, this is what I love about OurOldNumber.com. It's the perfect solution. Calls to that important home telephone number are forwarded onto cell phones. We all have them, right? Any call to your home number can be forwarded onto any member of your household at any time, anywhere you are. And there's two important additional features I need to tell you about. Telemarketers can't get through, and you save money every month because you cancel your landline service. But most importantly, your home phone number stays with you, and you get rid of that expensive landline service. And we have this great offer for our listeners for the rest of August. Get a free activation by using the promo code SCOTT, savings of $25. Sign up online at OurOldNumber.com, OurOldNumber.com, or call them at 800-774-0530. Okay, Sean in Williston, now I can welcome you as a first-time caller, and let you know we're going to ship out a pair of passes for Bully Pulpit, great golf course at Medora, for calling us today. What's on your mind?
Hey, that sounds awesome. I don't know. It's a beautiful day out here. I guess on a lighter note, I just seem to be playing some golf and drinking a couple beers.
It is the weekend, after all, but if you do that, at least tip one to those folks in law enforcement that are preventing this situation down at the pipeline site from escalating, which obviously some folks are doing. There'll be a lot of folks working this weekend to ensure it stays peaceful down there. But I'm with you. It is the weekend. We're due.
Absolutely. And let me get a shout-out to all the hard-working drivers there at Chamley Pipe and Salvage.
Okay, one more time. What was the name of the company?
Chamley Pipe and Salvage.
Chamley like S-H or Stanley like S-T?
Like C-H, Chamley.
Oh, Chamley. Okay, Chamley Pipe and Salvage. All right, you give him a shout-out. Glad you did, Sean. Hang on, Manny's going to take your information, and we're going to get you a pair of passes. Still looking for somebody that was at the peaceful protest at the Capitol yesterday. There were plans for that to be a little ugly, too. And I think some good intel ferreted that out. So that was managed correctly. And the good folks showed up. The white hats rather than the bad hats. And law enforcement and the protesters interacted beautifully together. And if you were there, we wanted some firsthand reports. We have some Cloverdale bacon for you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Congressman Kevin Cramer checking in to talk a little bit about this situation. I saw a letter he wrote yesterday to Governor Dalrymple that I thought was worthy of a mention. It might be some help for this situation. Congressman Cramer, thanks for joining us on short notice. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk to you about your letter just quickly. Are you following anything in the way of the changes in the Trump campaign here in the last 24 hours? It's pretty extraordinary what's going on.
Yeah, it is. I heard about the Paul's resignation probably a half hour or so ago. I think it came out earlier than that, but I've been hung up in a meeting this morning. It's been very productive. But when I came out, I saw the news and received an email as well. But yeah, it's kind of extraordinary. And what's interesting is that the presumption was that with the new team, Trump would be back to himself in terms of his rhetorical sort of style. And the first thing he does, first thing he did was sort of semi-apologize for tone and expressed regret for some of his tone in previous speeches and debates and whatnot. And I thought, wow, this is really quite something. Donald Trump's nothing if not unpredictable. So I think all in all, it's amazing to me how interested people are in the campaign. And by people, I mean the mainstream media. They're more interested in Donald Trump's campaign than they are in public policy, it seems. But I think all in all, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, here was this quote from that speech last night you're talking about. Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that, and I regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. Yeah. That's pretty well said.
Very well said, yeah, I agree.
And who can't say that? We've all done that. But, I mean, really, like you say, I mean, what makes me crazy is he gives this great economic speech, or the energy speech you helped him with in Bismarck, and there is red meat, I mean, substance, things you can get your arms around, you'd say, oh, my gosh, if we did 10% of this, how much things would be better? And there's no focus on that. There's focus on some, you know, goofy little offhand comment, you know. So
yeah. That's the frustration.
It's as much about the media as it is anything. But on the other hand, he's giving them the feedstock. So anyway, I just know I know you've been out front early on, like all of us, wanting to see Hillary Clinton defeated in this election, and Donald Trump is the man, so wanted to just visit about that briefly. So bring me up to date. You wrote a letter. Tell the listeners about your letter to the governor.
Yeah, it was just a very short letter, just letting him know that, you know, that I recognize that the state and local law enforcement assets on the ground and protecting the Dakota Access Pipeline work site seem to be inadequate and probably, frankly, unfair. More than anything, unfair to the law enforcement officers of North Dakota to be put up against such a major potential threat. And I stress potential, Scott, because to this point nobody's been hurt. I mean, there've been rocks thrown, and I think a lot of people saw the horse riding incidents with the sharp knives and stuff dangling from the horses and sort of going toward officers, clearly to intimidate. But given the magnitude of people down there, just the volume of people and the potential for problem, I think more resources are required. And we want to be fair to the few resources we have in North Dakota, because, you know, every time you take 100 sheriff's department officials, highway patrolmen, and other assets, of course, you're leaving other places without those same resources. It just seems logical that some federal assets, and by the way, given that this is the result of federal decisions, it's appropriate to put some federal law enforcement assets on the ground. And I want the governor to know he has my full support in any requests for federal law enforcement officials as the only member of the House of Representatives. It only seems appropriate to make sure he knows, and that, frankly, those assets know as well. So my letter was to the governor expressing my full support for any request he would make for federal law enforcement assets. And it was carbon copied to all the federal agencies that have police assets so that they also knew that this wasn't just a request from the governor, although that's pretty major. But any request coming from the governor has the full support of the entire delegation of North Dakota and the United States House of Representatives.
You know, I'm curious what you think of the decision to stop construction. I know that there's been some reports that law enforcement basically went to the governor's office, and the governor's office then went to the company and said, stand down. We had somebody email today. I don't know if they're in the know, but they said the company's losing $400,000 a day not working. And they said, by the way, they also use Blackwater and Silverton for private security, as in ex-Delta Force guys that can do this work and can, you know, make sure they're safe. So in other words, there's a way to keep them safe and work, but the company sort of took one for the team here, didn't they, by shutting this down in the name of security?
Well, yes, they have. I mean, I don't think there's anything that requires them to take it on. There's no restraining order on them to stop work. I think there's been one requested, but there's nothing's been issued. So they certainly could have continued working, but obviously it's not very prudent to work if your employees either are or feel like they're not safe. I think, again, I'm not in the governor's seat. I don't know how much law enforcement was or is required, or how much of a burden that would have been on our state and local resources. And in fairness, if law enforcement officials and their leadership were to ask me to please request that work discontinue, it'd be hard not to honor that. I mean, you know, sort of like trusting the generals in a war or the rank and file for that matter. I mean, they're the ones on the ground. They know their assets and they know their men and women and whether or not they're adequate to the task. It's hard to not honor that request if that's how it came down. And I certainly would understand if it did. That said, I do think it's somewhat unfortunate because it sends a tough signal. If in fact there are lawbreakers, and I'm not prejudging it, but if in fact there are lawbreakers, if in fact there is a legitimate safety and security threat, and that threat causes commerce to stop, this is legal commerce this is not something that the company's doing outside of the law. This is something they're doing not only within the law, but with the full support of the law. That's an unfortunate outcome. Scott, and I think it has a tendency to enable and empower bad behavior, and we certainly don't want that to happen.
Only have a minute left. I want to just quickly ask you, the theme I'm getting from a lot of folks associated with this protest and Standing Rock is you guys are ginning this up. Then there's no pipe bombs. There's no violence. There's nothing to worry about. You're making this all up. So this will go away because you're for big oil and you're for pipelines and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe what you're hearing in the way of potential threats for this to be a powder keg and people spoiling for a fight? And do you believe that the leadership at Standing Rock understands how serious this is?
I think the leadership at Standing Rock understands how serious it is. I think, I had a nice visit with Chairman Archambault a couple of nights ago. He's a friend. He's a upstanding guy. He's a good leader. And I think it's pretty clear this has spun well beyond his influence. And that's the problem. Now, could there be exaggerations of certain reports? I think we all are familiar enough with, anytime there's something like this happening, it tends to be somewhere between romanticized and embellished. But that said, I think we've seen enough to know there are serious threats. We know some of the groups that are down there are threatening groups. And frankly, I've seen some pretty rough emails and talked to people directly that have been threatened very specifically.
Yeah, that's the part I think worries everybody. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you for more coming up, folks.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Theme Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Going to try like the Dickens to get John and Kildare, Mike and Minot, Shar and Bismarck in here. We talked a little bit about Donald Trump with Kevin Cramer. There's a lot happening, and we can unpack more of this week, but they've just now announced that they've put out their first ever national television ad that they'll be running, and he's getting back to kind of where this all started. Remember, Donald Trump's, entrance onto the political scene was over the wall, build the wall, right, and immigration, and listen to this ad.
In Hillary Clinton's America, the system stays rigged against Americans. Syrian refugees flood in. Illegal immigrants convicted of committing crimes get to stay, collecting Social Security benefits, skipping the line. Our border open, it's more of the same, but worse. Donald Trump's America is secure. Terrorists and dangerous criminals kept out. The border border secure, our families safe. Change that makes America safe again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
There's a goosebump ad, I'll tell you, especially if you see it. You get the aircraft carrier at the end and our military in there, and wow, really good. You know what you can do this weekend? You can make plans at your business, at your home, to fly the American flag. That is the best way. Whatever side of this presidential race you're on, whatever side of this pipeline protest you're on, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we have a new sponsor here. I mentioned him yesterday. Jim is the North Dakota flag pole guy. And he's been a listener to this program. One of our listeners called in one day and said, you know, I want to fly the flag. Where do I get a flagpole? And we started scratching our head, and Jim said, you know what? I'm going to be that guy for North Dakota and started this business. So that alone is worthy of an attaboy. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Scott. Thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better now that I heard yesterday we mentioned your name one time, and you had your first sale for a brand new business to get a flagpole up. So I know a lot of North Dakotans are going to heed our advice to fly the American flag, and I especially understand you have some expertise on the commercial side, and really for businesses that are looking to do some really creative things, maybe with a American flag and a state flag and a company flag, you can do some great stuff. How did you find this passion for flagpoles?
Well, I don't really know, Scott. There's a legend that actually it's in my blood, but I'll have to save that for a future broadcast when I talk to my cousin. But word is that my heritage gave his blue jacket for a battle flag pre-1776. So I don't know if that is it's legend or until my cousin says it's true, but I have one on my arm, I have one on my home, and when I talk about flags, I am flag poles. The interest in this company, because it seems like the North Dakota area doesn't have anybody to represent the flag with dignity, and we offer engineering to match locality, quality, American-made, heat-treated, tempered, with all the proper height and light and hardware.
That's really important, because there's flags out there you kind of cringe a little bit about. We had a call not all that long ago about a flag in a park in Bismarck that was all ratty, and it was just, you know, there's some that need some attention. In my mind, there's not enough. I'm not going to rest until there's a flag flying in front of every business. And you're blessed with the ability to do business in the greatest country in the face of the earth. We can make North Dakota per capita have more flags than anywhere else. I think it'd be a great thing. I'm glad you're doing this.
Well, you know, Scott, with everything that is going on, and there's so much in the media that's so negative, and my heart goes out to the Standing Rock Nation, and but everybody get this. In 1936, this is out of the Williston Herald today. In 1936, the first of a series of show trials orchestrated by Soviet leader Joseph Stalin began in Moscow as 16 defendants faced charges on conspiracy against the government. All were convicted and executed. We come a long way. We have a little unrest, but we have citizens practicing their citizenship, which promotes their freedom, and good for them for our ability as Americans to protest. And what a wonderful job they did last night. We come a long way.
That was good. You're absolutely right. It's what it's about. It's what the American flag is all about, allowing that. That's how this country was formed. Now, I'm going to give you Jim's telephone number so you can connect up. And you know, here's the deal. They're professionals. They're going to get you the correct flagpole, make sure it's installed to ensure stability and get the correct flag displayed properly and allow you to support your country and show your patriotism. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com or call 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And again, ndflagpoleguy.com or 701-571-FLAG. Let's get them going. Hey, Jim, great talking to you. Looking forward to talking to you again in the future. Take care, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm gonna leave with an email, and I'm sorry to the callers. We just don't have enough time to finish here today. It's been a busy, busy program. But Justin sent this note about pipelines. He said, I was talking to my family last night about this pipeline. And I asked him, what's the best way to fill the bathtub with water from the kitchen sink? We could use a cup, that'd be like a truck for oil, a bucket, that'd be like a train, or a garden hose. That's the pipeline.
If the two younger kids carry two cups each, take them a long time, and some would get spilled. My older kids carried a 5-gallon bucket. It'd be faster and less spills, but a much bigger mess if they do spill. But if my wife and I filled it with a hose, it'd fill very fast. We'd monitor both ends and spill nothing. A hose may cost more up front, take some time to set up, but my four kids under 10 understood it's the best option by far. Oil is no different. It is as necessary as water. Great analogy. Just think this stuff through before you get wrapped up in these protests and everything else. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flankfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flankfamily.com, for details on the great deals in New York City.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slash their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.